Afghanistan's interim leader, Hamid Karzai, visited the northern town of Nareen today to see the aftermath of Monday night's earthquake. Karzai announced that tomorrow will be a day of mourning for the more than 1,000 victims of the quake. The Afghan government has been working with aid organizations, international peacekeepers, and American troops to dispatch emergency assistance to the region. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Nareen.
Residents of Nareen have one word for what happened to their town.
Zerzala.
Zerzala. In the local language, it means earthquake. 2 days after a powerful quake toppled most of the buildings in this town, injured families continue to arrive at the tent that now serves as an emergency field hospital for victims. A man named Mehdi Khan sits on the ground with his wife Firuza and his 10-year-old son Ibrahim, whose face is covered with cuts. Their 8-year-old daughter, Fatima, lies beside them with a broken leg. The family describes how the earthquake struck Monday night after dinner. The house collapsed, killing Mehdi Khan's uncle, 2 nephews, and 1 niece. The family is still frightened and in shock, especially since smaller tremors have continued hitting the region throughout the day. Tiernan Dolan, a volunteer with the Irish aid organization GOAL, witnessed one of the aftershocks.
This afternoon there was another tremor which blocked off some roads again. And that was pretty scary because we were actually out in convoy in the middle of it when the buildings, you know, started shuddering and shaking again.
Dolan is one of scores of aid workers here, helping to distribute tents to some of the tens of thousands of people suddenly made homeless by the quake. On the outskirts of town, aid workers unload some of the tents for waiting residents. Aram Mohammed, one of the men waiting here, says his 8-year-old son was killed by Monday's disaster. For 3 years, we've had a drought here with no water, says the grieving farmer, and now this earthquake. Nearby, 2 neighbors named Abdul Kadim and Abib Rahim send their new tents home on the back of a patient donkey. Until 2 days ago, a wall separated the 2 men's houses. The men give a tour of what's left of their homes. The compound looks like much of the surrounding area. The handmade mud brick walls and buildings have almost all collapsed into rubble. Their families sit on the ground with what's left of their belongings, a carpet, an old pot, and a copy of the Quran. More emergency assistance in the form of food, medicine, and more temporary housing is on the way, but the only road leading to Nareen is a winding, unpaved track that slows trucks to a grinding crawl. UN spokesman Edward Carradine says reaching some of the more distant villages affected by the quake poses an even greater challenge.
We know that roads are still blocked. I'm hearing stories now of landmines as well in this area, which is making access difficult.
Aid workers say Afghanistan's interim government helped set the relief effort in motion by quickly launching an international appeal for help in the wake of the disaster. Late tonight in Nareen, under the light of a full moon, aid workers continued to distribute tents and blankets to earthquake victims, even as aftershocks continued to jolt the ground beneath their feet. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Nareen, Afghanistan.